The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I am Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances.
And we are the Musketeers from Motueka High School.
And thanks to our sponsor, Whitwills, for sponsoring our show and supplying Motueka High School school uniforms.
And their fabulous shoes.
And their amazing outdoors wear.
And awesome brands.
And Crocs.
That was Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin from their album Physical Graffiti. This next song is When the Levee Breaks. This is a blues song that originated with country blues artists Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy in 1929. It was inspired by Great Mississippi Flood of 1927. Led Zeppelin later reworked the song and it became a notable track on their untitled fourth album. We're going to play a version of it that was put together by Playing for Change. on this particular recording is John Paul Jones, the original bass player of Led Zeppelin, and our own Miharangi doing vocals.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Musketeers. Today we have Louis Coupe, the chairman from Tasman branch of the Labour Party, and today is budget day.
Yeah, good afternoon. So my name's Louis Coupe, and yeah, it's budget day.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the budget?
Really disappointed. It's cutting pretty much funding for everything. It's cutting KiwiSaver, so someone that's 18 now is going to miss out on about $60,000 when they retire, and someone that's 30 now is going to miss out about $30,000 by the time they retire. But they also say that we can spend $12.8 billion on defence, which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
It was very disappointing to see what was coming out of it. There wasn't anything particularly substantive. You know, Nicola Willis calls it the no BS budget, but it's like Chippy said, it's kind of a backwards state. So, you know, he used quite a cool turn of phrase for it, and his speech was really quite powerful, where he really called the government out, not on their personalities, but just on their policy and what they weren't doing for New Zealand, how they're completely taking us backwards, and how they're just making these really bad choices. And it's super disappointing to see. Then Christopher Luxon got up, because he has to have his 2 cents worth in, and it was just name-calling. He was calling Chris Hipkins Mr. Bojangles, and it was like, this is the House of Parliament. This isn't the school playground or the bus bay. It's just, what's going on here? It's a real sad indictment on our elected members when we've got a government that's just starting name calling. And yeah, it's just sad.
How do senior bureaucrats not understand that they're working for a government that have spoken very clearly on the Maorification of this country?
Well, where we see it, we call it out.
Are they asleep?
Well, Winston's obviously called it out very strongly, which is important. You've seen it also. We had a situation with Hareo stop go signs, for example, recently as well. And, you know, where we see it, we say, look, that's not appropriate. You know, we don't want, we need the stop go signs to be really unambiguous and very clearly producing the same thing here. We want everybody in the public service focused on delivery, focused on results, and not lots of resources tied up in things that isn't in the core business.
How is it still happening? How come it's still happening? How come somebody somewhere goes, I tell you what, I'm going to make a Maori road sign?
Yeah, well,
I mean, they're taking the piss, aren't they?
Well, there's we're a new government. We've been very clear.
No, you're not. You've been here for a year and a half.
No, we've been there a year and a half. I get it. But we want to run things differently from the previous administration. That's taking some people some time to understand that. We're where it comes out and they get it wrong. We're very quick to clamp it down on it and to say that's got to change.
We've just heard a snippet of an interview with Mike Hosking and Christopher Luxon. What's your take on this?
So in that interview, they used the word Maorification a couple of times, I think. And it really is just the right-wing kind of rhetoric around race baiting. I mean, we're talking about a government that really divided our country, especially through the Treaty Standards Principles Bill, which the National Party supported right through to its second reading. Did get voted down in the third, but it doesn't matter. They still supported it. Again, it's just this government is openly racist towards Māori. They abolished the Māori Health Authority really early on, which was an awesome initiative to support healthcare within Māori, with a tikanga a Māori bent to it, which was really powerful. You know, the ACT Party themselves are openly racist, and it's pretty easy to see. It's shocking and horrific. In the Labour Party, we are not for that. We celebrate our Māori, and as Chippy has said, when Māori do well, we all do well. You know, I think something that a lot of people forget is some of the biggest companies in this country are owned by iwi. So when we, you know, do right by Māori, we really uplift the entire country.
You mentioned the Treaty Principles Bill. What do you think of the Privileges Committee ruling on Te Pāti Māori leadership?
Right, so, I mean, again, it's just another blatant racist or racially based attack on Te Pāti Māori. I agree to a point. I agree with what the leader of the Labour Party, Chris Hipkins, has said, that no, it isn't particularly the best place to perform a haka. And especially without notice like that, it's not kosher. But the punishment is well in excess of standing orders from the clerk of the house. Currently, what it is that if you have an infringement, you get stood down for 24 hours. If you do it again, then it's a week. And if you do it again, then it's 28 days. This is their first infringement for this issue, and it's completely out of touch, and it's completely disproportionate to the actual event. Again, it's just wrong, and it's one of the many symptoms of a government that is trying to divide the people.
Is it correct that the acting MP of the Privileges Committee was investigating a possible prison sentence on the Te Pāti Māori leadership?
Yeah, so that's what I've heard too, is that Parmajit Pamar, who is an ACT MP, did say that she would look at imprisonment terms, which again is entirely unparliamentary. It goes almost back to a totalitarian state, which is like China, one party state, where you can't have an opposition speak out. We can't have an opposition express their views, and it's just wrong to even consider prison times for MPs for doing a haka. Like, what is wrong with these people? It's just ridiculous. Again, going back to what Chippy said, yes, there does need to be some sort of accountability. You can't just stand up in the House and do that. So I agree with him entirely that no, we don't need a big stand down period, and we certainly don't need imprisonment. But I agree with him. 24-hour stand down from Parliament is acceptable. It's the right way to go. It's enough to say, hey, guys, think about what you do before you do it. Don't do it again.
What's it like to be the chairman of the Tasman branch of Labour Party?
So it is really interesting. It's quite a cool thing to do. It's obviously completely voluntary, so don't get paid for the job. It is a lot of work, but the amount of people that I get to talk to and things I get to do, like coming on with you, is really awesome. Get a really big worldview from talking to so many people. You get a real understanding of what makes people kind of tick and what issues are really important to them. And it's a really cool opportunity for me as well to take those voices and opinions and take them to the Labour Party at our various conferences and things like that.
Why were you inspired to go with Labour?
So for me, fully admittedly, I've always been a Labour person. My family are Labour, but that's not the only reason why I'm involved in the Labour Party. I like Labour because they stand up for the little guy, and I know that's a little bit of a buzzword, and I really can't stand buzzwords, but they do really care about people. They don't look at profits. They don't say, well, you know, we're going to give handouts for landlords. We're not that kind of party to degrade and to put down one group of people for the betterment of another group of people. We are all about the collective, which means like everyone together, which is one of the many reasons why I love the Labour Party so much and why it is an awesome party. Not only that too, like, we've got some really solid policy ideas coming through the pipeline, which will make a real big difference to here in Tasman and also across the country, which is, again, really exciting.
Do you think this coalition will be a one-term government?
Absolutely. I think people are very quickly realising the mistake of electing them in the first place. They had no plan going into the last election. They didn't know what they were on about, and we're starting to see that too. A lot of people just are kind of regretting their decision. They call it buyer's remorse, but absolutely, it is going to be a one-term government, and I really, really believe that.
Will you need volunteers for the next election next year?
We really, really will need volunteers. It's like I said just before, you know, we are a people power party. We're not focused on profits, and therefore, obviously, we don't get particularly huge corporate sponsorship. So yeah, we do rely on volunteers and people. So if you're interested in politics and you really want to get involved with the Labour Party, come along to one of our branch meetings, reach out to the Labour Party itself and see how you can get involved. They'll be able to put you to the right people and get you involved in the local branch or the local Labour Party.
That's awesome to hear. And how do we contact the local branch?
So to contact the local branch, you can get in touch with myself through our branch email, and then that way either myself or our secretary Hedipal will get in touch with you and invite you along to one of our branch meetings or even just a social event. We are trying to do just a lot more fun stuff as well, not only to get new members but just to have a good time together, because we're all in it for the same reasons and we all kind of believe in the same thing. So yeah.
Do you by chance have a Facebook page?
We don't yet. We are working on it. It will be coming, I hope.
That's great to hear. And what's the actual email address?
So the email address is tasmanlabor, one word, all lowercase, at gmail.com.
So what would the age range be for someone who would be looking into joining the Labour Party branch?
So we're pretty much after anyone, but to join the Labour Party, I believe you have to be 16 for youth Labour membership. However, over the age of 18, you could be a full adult member. Yeah, we encourage everyone from all walks of life and from all age groups. And yeah, really just keen to get people involved and to have a good time while we're doing it too. It's not, I think a lot of people think politics is this really boring kind of old person's thing, but it's actually not. It's a really good, fun time, you know. We get always after a branch meeting, we get together and go over to the Spring Fern, have a pizza and have a chat, and always really, really good fun.
Is there a youth branch?
There is over in Nelson, I believe. We don't have current one set up in Tasman yet because we are still gaining members and we're still really trying to get people involved. So yeah, the more young people there are, the more that we can get a youth branch set up.
Is there a youth branch within the region?
Unfortunately, no, not yet. And I'm saying not yet because I'm going to try and get younger people involved with the Labour Party here. Yeah, I believe there is one over in Nelson, but again, they're in a different electorate, so we're really trying to get younger people involved here. And yeah, a youth branch would be awesome over here. Maybe, here we go, maybe the Musketeers could start one.
Maybe. Who are the beneficiaries of this budget?
Landlords, tobacco companies and big business. That's about it. They certainly don't give rats about the normal New Zealanders that make this country run. And it's a shocking indictment on our political system that it has come to this.
Well, thank you for joining us. Is there any song you'd like to pick?
All right, so I'm a bit of an old fuddy-duddy, and thank you for having me, by the way. I'm a bit of an old fuddy-duddy. I'm a massive David Bowie fan, so anything by David Bowie is awesome. So, yeah, you guys can choose any David Bowie song, and I'll be sweet as.
Coming on, we'll have 5 years by David Bowie, because I think it's an indicator on where we're going.
Mother's sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, short people. Many people. Girl my age went off ahead, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his death of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor and I thought of more and I wanted to get back there. Your face, your race, the way that you talk. I kiss you, you're beautiful. I want you to walk. We got 5 years stuck on by. 5 years, what a surprise. We got 5 years.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.